What's up? I'm glad you're here. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Entrepreneurs to Demind. I'm Isabel and I'm your host, and since you're here, let's talk business. So welcome to my Easter special, and in today's episode, I wanted to give you all some spring break side hustle ideas, because with everyone being on spring break over the next week or so, it's a great opportunity to make some extra money. So diving right into it, number one on my list would be hosting an Easter egg hunt. Really, all you have to do is go to the Dollar Tree or Walmart, and you can buy those cheap bags of Easter eggs that come in packs of like 10 or 20, and they're always super colorful and fun to pick out. And then all you have to do is buy some candy and stuff the eggs, and then host your Easter egg hunt. I mean, you can host it over the course of a couple days or whatever you want to do, but let's go ahead and break down the startup cost. So this is going to sound really statistical, because it is, so let's just get into it. If you're expecting to have 10 kids for egg hunt, and each kid will have found 10 eggs each, you can count on getting 100 eggs per egg hunt. So if you take those numbers to the Dollar Tree, you'll spend $10 on eggs and $10 on candy, so that gives you a grand total of $20 for your startup cost. And if you charge $5 per participant, you'll end up with about $50, and with your deduction of the startup cost, you'd make $30 profit per egg hunt. So if you host the multiple in the same day, or if you host it on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, then you'll have made $90 profit. So yeah, that's kind of a basic breakdown, but it should put it into perspective for you. But moving on to the next one, another easy spring break side hustle could be putting together your own Easter baskets. So this is pretty easy, and honestly I'm going to say it, Dollar Tree is your best friend. So you can get some baskets, peeps, plastic eggs, and basket stuffers. They always have a lot of really, really cute stuffies and stuff for baskets. But if you do get all of your supplies from the Dollar Tree, you can get 5 baskets, 5 packs of candy, 2 packs of eggs, and 5 basket stuffers for probably $17-ish dollars. And if you assemble the baskets, you sell each basket between $8 and $10, and that would leave you with $30 or $33 profit. So that's just a really good one, because I know parents are pretty busy, or grandparents, they don't know what to get for their little kids. But either way, some people need help putting together baskets for the visual effect. So if you're good at that, then maybe this is something you'd want to do. But my last spring break side hustle on my list is hosting an Easter craft club. So this could also be considered babysitting, but I think there would be more money in it for you if you call it a craft club. So you can have as many kids as you want, or as many as you can handle, and help them all assemble a craft. You could do peep houses, which I saw on Pinterest. They are so cute, which they're just little gingerbread houses for marshmallow peeps. Or you could just go the classic route and dye and paint eggs. That's also fun. So since you are supplying the supplies, you can probably manage to get graham crackers, gumdrops, jelly beans, icing, and peeps for under $10. Or if you're dyeing and painting eggs, you can probably just get eggs for under $5 and just use your old paint sets and food dyes. So whichever craft you go with will probably decipher your startup cost. But if you charge $10 per kid and you have 15 kids, then that will be $150. And with deductions, that would probably leave you with around $140-ish per session. So that one's very profitable, because obviously kids need something to do while their parents are at work, because they're off of school. But those were just 3 quick spring break side hustle ideas. Let me know if you try these over on the Instagram at entrepreneur.state.of.mind. I record these episodes to help you and anyone else out there that might be listening. It means a lot to have you here, so thanks for joining me. I'm Isabel, and this has been the Entrepreneur Student Mind. Happy Easter, have a great spring break. Okay, bye!